Just tell somebody again, I'm blessed,
I'm blessed.
And I am highly favored. You say that enough, the spirit that is within you that already knows that, what happens is your head starts to agree with it. Your spirit already knows that you are blessed, you are royal, you are kingly, you have stature, you are stately. Huh? Potiphar saw that in Joseph. For an Egyptian to put a Hebrew in charge of his house, there had to be something going on with Joseph. And so we see how he favored him. That second thing you might want to write down if you're writing things down is that, and I mentioned this, but I'll get a little more in depth with it. The presence of God ensures continual blessing even when man takes your blessing from you. Why, you ain't got to make no big old fuss about a lot of stuff. God's presence assures continual. Have you ever had I've had it happen too, where you either lost something got stolen, something got broke, whatever. And it might have even been your own fault. But somewhere along that way, as you continue to pursue God, God either blessed you with replacing it or more than likely gave you something better. I have to tell this story. Long ago, back in the 90s, we took a guy in. You've heard this story to some degree before, but took a guy in and he wound up breaking in. This was before we had, alarm system on the house or anything. He came, broke in the house and took a bunch of stuff. One thing he took that was important to us was our microwave. And so we had to go and we went to Sears. This was way back in, I think it was the early 90s. I don't even think my son was born yet, none of them. But we were there looking for a microwave and we saw a friend of ours that was there. He said, well, what are you getting? He said, oh, we're getting we didn't tell him everything that went on. We were in the market. We're getting a microwave. We heard that they had a big sale going on today and tomorrow or something. So we were just looking that day, and we were going to come back the next day. And so he said, oh, you like that one? Huh? I said, oh, yeah, this is the one. Yeah, this has got all this, And so we shook hands and talked a little bit, and then they walked off. And we browsed around a little bit longer, and then we were headed out. The wife and I were headed out. We said, we'll come back tomorrow. We were going to another store to do some other stuff. And by the time we were walking out, one of the clerks stopped us and said, hold everything. You need to pick up your microwave. We said, no, we'll come and pick it up tomorrow. We'll get it tomorrow. He said, no, it's ready today. I said, What you talking about, Joe? He said, no, it's already paid for. Yeah, it was already paid for. We went and picked it up, walked on out there with the microwave. But my point is, no matter what the devil has tried to steal, instead of you getting all, see when you're blessing God, you, it messes you up. But when you know that you're serving a God, that'll redeem stuff. You don't get in the way. You're not negligent or careless. But you know that God is going to replace that. God's got something better. Tell somebody, God's got something better. Come on, God's got something better. He got a better deal. That deal didn't work out. God's got a better deal. That one you wanted didn't turn out to be the one. God's got something better. Oh, yes, he does. Presence of God ensures continual blessing, even when man takes it away from you. Tell somebody, God's going to give it back to you. You see, now it's not a formula. You don't have to figure this out. The reason it's going to come back to you is because the presence of God is in you. You ain't got to start hating on folk. You ain't got to go, sometimes you need to report stuff or, do your due diligence. But it's not up to you to get it back. It's because of the presence of God in you, it's coming back. It's like a magnet. The presence of God is a magnet to your blessing. And you know what? God will show you sometimes he'll show you, like Joseph's brothers, the path they took. They did have to come and bow. The ones that do you wrong, it's not going to fare well with them. We don't rejoice in that. But that's a spiritual law. God says, touch not my anointed. He said, Abraham, those that curse you, those that curse you, they bring a curse upon themselves. Come on, that's covenant. Those that bless you, they're going to get blessed. See, that's another aspect of it. There's a spin-off. People around you are blessed because of you. Oh, hallelujah. Just your presence. Just your presence, just your being there is a blessing. Just your being involved, just the word from you can change some stuff, set some people on the right course. Just because you said something, just because you showed up. Don't you know David had it like that? Saul messed up. Evil spirits plaguing Saul. Saul had a crazy demon. But David brought his guitar. He said, go get David. I'm going mad. Go get David. David come and sit down and just go to strumming. Just that was in David. Start coming out. Them evil spirits saw that. And they'd have to flee. They couldn't come around when David was down there playing. They had to get out of there. See, sometimes just your showing up. You don't have to be quoting Bible verses. You don't have to be carrying your, you don't even have to be carrying your big old black Bible. Looking like a Jehovah's Witness or a Mormon. Bless them, Lord. It's in you. Tell somebody, it's in me. I don't even have to be quoting Bible verses. I can just be talking. But the spirit by which you talk, the countenance you carry, the love of God emanating out of you. People will know. God will let them know right away something about that lady. You better get to know that lady. I sent her into your life. People will tell you, you know, I know God sent you into my life. I know it's God. I know it. They don't even know God. But I know it was God that wanted me to meet you. And them some of the folk that will bend over backwards for you. That'll do everything for you. That'll help you along this journey. Don't even know God. There's the presence of God in you. That's why I tell people, I told in the first service, I said, yeah, how many got joy? Come on, how many got joy? Raise your hand if you have joy. I said, all right, if you got joy, inform your face. Come on. If you got joy, inform your face. You're, some are like this, and I don't think they mean any harm, but you know, people get focused on a job and they go to scowling. And you know, they just focused. It's okay. That's nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying, you know, there's a countenance. Especially around people, especially around first-time guests. Don't go scowling at our first-time guests. We're welcome. No, smile. You got joy. Smiling ain't going to hurt you. Smiling ain't going to get the devil to be beating on you because you smile. Some folks think they don't want to smile because they don't want the devil to know. Well, the devil to know you got joy. No, you got joy. Inform your face. See, listen, it takes more muscles in your face to frown. Doctors will tell you this. It takes more muscles in your face to frown than to smile. And see, when you smile, when you laugh, come on, when you smile or when you laugh, it releases endorphins. There are chemicals released in the brain. Instead of you frowning and scowling and angry, that's releasing stuff too. Well, those chemicals ain't healthy. It'll give you acid indigestion. Give you heartburn. Headache. Come on, I mean, it's as simple as a smile or a laugh. Just might learn to laugh. You know, I was talking to my son the other day. You know, I was thinking about my family, the family I grew up, the house I grew up in. And I was thinking, you know, everybody in my family got jokes. I was thinking about that for a little bit. I said, you know, from my oldest brother, yeah, he got jokes. They real corny, but he got jokes. You know, then my sister got jokes. My other brother got jokes. My two older brothers got jokes. I mean, they'll joke on you. And then I like to laugh. And all of us like to laugh. We get together, and my wife will tell you, she's in it too. My daughter will tell you, it's just a barrel of laughs. We don't waste our time on a whole bunch of issues, a whole bunch of drama. You know, it's laughter. It's what's positive, what's going on, how's everything going, you know. And then joking on how we grew up. They still start telling some of the same stories over the past 20 years. But it's laughter. You understand me? It's healthy. Laughter does good like a medicine. See, when you got symptoms, doctors will give you medicine or medication to battle those symptoms. Your body will heal itself, but the medication is to quiet, to offset, to bring into control the symptom. Laughter does good like a medicine. Sometimes when you're facing some real difficulty, learn to laugh. Learn to laugh at your old self. Self, you know, I said old self. Learn to laugh at yourself sometime. Everything is not that serious. You stop being general manager of the universe. Trying to be God, trying to determine everything. Learn to laugh. I'm telling you, it'll lighten up your load. And it doesn't make God run from you. As a matter of fact, the Bible says God laughs. But you didn't know that, did you? God laughs. Sometimes he laughs at you. Look at that knucklehead. Somebody think Jesus didn't laugh. Jesus laughed too.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in Mega Grace. This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us tonight at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our services begin at 7:30 p.m. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you. Mm-hmm.